Libby Cathy on the Trump strategy in Texas.
Donald Trump taking his message there to this border state and focusing on immigration as he's done really throughout the entirety of the campaign, but really emphasizing that rhetoric and amping it up in the closing days here. Last night in Nevada, also talking about immigration, describing this country as, quote, infected, saying that he alone can fix it and is offering to bring back this law, this centuries-old law, this Alien Enemies Act, to do mass deportations.
Federal authorities believe China-backed cyber criminals may have attempted to tap into phones or networks used by Trump and his running mate. It's being treated as an act of espionage rather than campaign influence. The FBI has been tracking it for some time. The CDC says the E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders is wider than first thought. Sabrina Cupid has that.
The CDC's Matthew Wise says there are now 75 confirmed cases in 13 states. As for the source of the outbreak,
at this point, the information that we're getting from ill people in this outbreak still really strongly points to an ingredient on Quarter Pounder hamburgers.
He says they are focusing on onions and the beef patty as possible sources. One person has died in Colorado, 22 other people ending up in the hospital. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
President Biden in Arizona today apologized to Native Americans for a government-run boarding school system that for decades forcibly separated children from their parents. He was joined by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, the first Native American to serve as a cabinet secretary.
This is the first time in history that a United States cabinet secretary has shared the traumas of our past. And I acknowledge that this trauma was perpetrated by the agency that I now lead.
A man who posed as a teenager and targeted thousands of young people in a global online blackmail scheme has been sentenced to life in prison in Northern Ireland. His scheme drove a 12-year-old girl in the U.S. to commit suicide. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was a Cadillac that crashed into an empty Racine house yesterday. Police say the Escalade slammed into a vacant house near 16th and Memorial, causing both the vehicle and the building to burst into flames. The 31-year-old man driving, who was the only person in the vehicle, walked away with non-life-threatening injuries. He was later arrested for recklessly endangering safety. Buying things in Racine County will soon cost a little more. The Racine County Board last night approved a 0.5% sales tax to address financial challenges. The tax, effective in April, will likely generate $20 million annually. Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum will once again host Donald Trump. He'll be back in the place where he accepted the nomination for a rally next Friday night. The event, set for 7, is part of an intense campaign blitz in the state, with both Trump and his opponent scheduling multiple events in the coming days. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala has endorsed Peter Barca for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District race. Barca, a former state representative and state revenue secretary, is challenging incumbent Republican Congressman Brian Stile. A $300 million budget proposal for student nutrition will be unveiled in Kenosha today. The initiative aims to address hunger among Wisconsin high school students, with 25% recently reporting food insecurity at home. And Wisconsin election officials are still facing challenges. The issue is with slow printing times for absentee ballot envelope labels. The State Elections Commission has recommended that local clerks handwrite voter information as a temporary solution. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Get ready for a spooktacular time with Trunk or Treats Saturday 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars. Bring your kids, your costumes, your candy, and even your canine friends for a fun-filled festive morning featuring a stunning display of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks. Enjoy free donuts and coffee while supplies last, and don't forget to grab the latest posters. Feel the Halloween spirit and automotive nostalgia with Trunk or Treat this Saturday from 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars, 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Big night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team in primetime when they host number 3-ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30 in Madison. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on playing this one at Camp Randall Stadium.
Home field advantage is what you make of it. This place has been a home field advantage, you know, obviously over time. But you got to make it a home field advantage. I think that's one of those things that Coach Alvarez kept talking about, the environment and making this place a home field advantage. But you have to make it the home field advantage. You have to create some of those things. You have to generate the energy. And that's what our guys got to understand.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Defensive backs Jaire Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon limited in practice but are expected to play. NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in their home opener. Doc Rivers on the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr.'s performance in Philadelphia.
He was awesome. Physical, tough. He's got such a tough role because, you know, his job is to be the defender, and you can see he's doing it.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Sunny and seasonal, alongside breezy winds out of the northwest. This keeps our highs cooler this weekend into the upper 50s today and mid-50s tomorrow. By Sunday, winds shift out of the south. This will warm us up to near 60 on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, and mid-70s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 58.
WRJN. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning.
that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls. The tenement halls whispered the sounds of silence.
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Perhaps one of the most perfect singing duos, but they both had successful solo careers too. In fact, it was on this date 49 years ago today in 1975. Art Garfunkel was at number one on the singles chart with his version of I Only Have Eyes for You. It was written in 1934 for the film Dames. The song was a number two hit for Ben Selvin in 1934, and most notably a hit for the Flamingos in 1959.
Racine, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red.
Shut him down. Queens hustlers. The Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit in the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Got a two-piece custom-made pool.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. All right, Stuart, do you have a work spouse?
A work spouse?
Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about?
It was Clemens up until a couple of years ago, but that's about it. No.
Yeah.
Clemens used to do the morning show here. Now he's the ace sports reporter for Civic Media.
Right. I don't think I currently have a work spouse, but I definitely have had work spouses in the past.
Are you about to ask me a question?
No. No.
Okay.
I'm down
all right,
on one
good.
Knee.
I'm not ready for that, Kurt. Let's not move too quick here.
But I used to do, back in the day, I used to do a morning show with my friend Robin, who you hear with me sometimes here on the air. But she and I did a morning show together in Lake Geneva. And I would say at the time, she was probably my work spouse.
Yeah, I've been exposed to those relationships in my past, radio past, where, again, it's a unique relationship between co-hosts.
Yeah. And then back in the day at WRJN, I did a lot of... In addition to being on the air, I did a lot of like scheduling of commercials and that sort of thing. And there were partners that I worked with very closely that I probably, looking back on it, would say, yeah, that was probably my work spouse because you're so close.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we got all these new folks coming in, so maybe maybe I get my eye on somebody.
We need a Civic Media dating app. We can figure it all out.
Sure.
All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, 55. And then Sunday, sunny and 60. Go out and enjoy your weekend.
Don't let slip away.
Other radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum will once again host Donald Trump. He'll be back in the place where he accepted the nomination for a rally next Friday night. The event set for 7 is part of an intense campaign blitz in the state, with both Trump and his opponents scheduling multiple events in the coming days. The former president's visit comes as national and state-level polls indicate a neck-and-neck race between him and Vice President Kamala Harris. J.D. Vance is in Racine Monday. Senator Bernie Sanders is coming to the state, along with First Lady Jill Biden and Minnesota First Lady Gwen Walz. Receipts in Racine County will start showing that new tax in April. The Racine County Board last night approved a 0.5% sales tax. It aims to tackle the county's $5 million budget shortfall. However, it's expected to bring in a minimum of $20 million a year. A portion will be dedicated to lowering property taxes. County leaders say the new funding source is vital for sustaining public services across Racine County. He did not confirm nor deny a question about the upcoming presidential election this morning. This was U.S. Senator Ron Johnson taking a question on the Earl Ingram Show.
If Kamala Harris wins, we support that, and we're going to accept that.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, unfortunately, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have a governor who vetoed the types of bills that would restore confidence in our election system. So if you're asking me a hypothetical question that I really can't answer, because I don't know, you know, how many different ways Democrats are going to want to cheat.
During the interview, Johnson expressed hope that the results could be respected, but quickly pivoted to allegations of potential cheating by Democrats. That's despite the absence of credible evidence of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election. A modernized city website awaits people in Kenosha. A statement says the official city site now features an AI-powered contact center. That's meant to speed up inquiries. A statement says the website overhaul includes a new design, better navigation, and enhanced mobile functionality. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 40. Sunshine expected for the weekend, a high in the mid-50s on Saturday, near 60 Sunday. It warms up into next week, 60s and 70s. Clouds and showers move into the area. Right now it's 58.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. Tell me love. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and now a song from the Monkees. Now, we've always heard that the Monkees did not play their own instruments, and for the most part, that was true. They did play on this one, though. Peter Tork played piano. Mike Nesmith played the famous opening guitar riff on this. Chip Douglas, a former member of the Turtles, played bass and taught Mike Nesmith the guitar part. It's Pleasant Valley Sunday on WRJN.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to. She's proud today because her roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status symbol land, mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't understand. Creature of comfort goes, they only know my soul, make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you enjoying hearing Paul Harvey back on the air? That's right. The late Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber on WRJN.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean genuine, like love should be.
listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and I want to share with you today's useless fact of the day. Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the main library at Indiana University sinks over an inch every year. Why, you ask? Because when it was built, engineers failed to take into account the weight of all the books that would occupy the building.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at RacineTheatre.org.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
at how they tossed the dice. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.